I should explain briefly about this agenda items 3, 4, and 5. We should first look at the temporary use, which is a matter arising from the last meeting. Right? And then we shall go back to the overall planning of CAITEC by considering the comments coming from the CAITEC forum on agenda item 4. And then on the way forward, the preparation of the OCP, agenda item 5. So with that, we proceed to agenda item number 3 on the temporary use of the CAITEC site, for which I understand there will be presentations by the DLO, District Lands Office, and CEDD. Right? So who would like to start?
早晨各位主席和各位委員會對於啟德機場目前的環境和景觀有關注，今天東區九龍東區地政署和土地公署將會向大家介紹目前啟德機場上的臨時土地運用，首先我們的同事會介紹土地運用方面，然後再由黃先生土地公署再向大家介紹詳細的情況。
介紹完畢之後，我哋可以再睇下大家冇問題。多謝地政署嘅同事鍾女士、陳女士同埋黎小姐。多謝主席同埋各位委員。麻煩各位可以睇一睇留意下個熒光幕啦。我會落嚟簡單介紹下，其實啟德而家目前個暫時土地臨時土地用途嘅。 咁而家啟德機場呢，其實呢就主要有三個部門呢係會參與呢個管理嘅，咁當中包括呢就我哋九龍東區地政署啦，咁有土木工程拓展署啦，同埋政府產業署嘅。咁整個機場範圍呢，牽涉大概係超過200公頃嘅土地。 咁直至目前為止咧，其實有三分二嘅土地咧，都已經係有特定嘅用途噶啦。咁各位可以睇到咧，呢一個地圖上邊咧，其實喺呢個紅色展示嘅部分咧，就係我哋透過短期租約咧，就係租咗出去嘅；而藍色部分咧，就係我哋撥咗俾唔同嘅政府部門使用嘅。 咁至於綠色部分咧，就暫時係空置嘅。咁喺臨時土地使用方面咧，就剛才講咗，其實有63% 度咧，其實就係已經咧透過主要有兩個形式咧，我哋租咗出去嘅使用嘅。其中一個咧就係一個短期租約，就係俾公眾人士去用嘅。 咁第二種形式咧，就係話我哋會透過撥地咧，係會俾咗唔同嘅部門去用嘅。咁喺短期租約方面咧，就我哋而家目前咧就係有19份租約，牽涉嘅土地咧係超過45公頃嘅。咁當中咧係有唔同嘅用途，包括有高爾夫球場啦，有飛行訓練學校啦，有公眾收費停車場啦。 有巴士停車場同埋露天儲存用途等等嘅，咁呢度就係喺呢個跑道尾嗰個高爾夫球場啦，咁亦都有訓練場嘅，咁公眾收費停車場啦，咁我哋亦都有一啲土地係俾咗九巴做巴士用途嘅。 咁至於撥地俾政府部門方面咧，我哋亦都係而家目前咧有19幅土地係撥咗俾政府部門嘅，咁牽涉嘅土地咧就係有超過80公頃，咁當中咧大部分都係嘅用途咧係其實係工地啦，亦都有地盤啦，咁亦都係有俾到部門嘅承建商愛嚟做倉庫嘅，亦都有譬如海關有做汽車扣留中心啦。 咁亦都有一啲臨時樹庫係愛嚟種樹嘅，咁呢一啲就係政府工程承建商嘅倉庫啦。咁呢一個就係海關汽車扣留中心。 咁而喺剛才我所提到嗰19幅政府撥地裏面咧，其實土木工程拓展處咧就係有6幅嘅，咁但係牽涉嘅範圍咧就係有超過73公頃嘅。而喺呢73公頃裏面咧，其實有一半島咧係撥俾佢哋咧就愛嚟拆卸呢個機場前客運大樓同埋機場停車場啊嘅用途嘅。咁餘下落嚟咧就係主要佢哋係作為呢、這、一個儲存堆放物料嘅地方啦嚇，咁另外佢哋亦都有做工地嘅，或者係撥俾佢哋嘅佢哋嗰個做倉庫啦，佢哋嗰啲承建商。咁至於呢一個撥俾土木工程拓展處做臨時物料堆放區嗰個詳情咧，我一間會交翻俾土力工程拓展處嘅同事佢繼續去解釋嘅。咁呢個係佢哋嗰個擺放嘅情況啦。咁目前剩翻落嚟咧，其實我哋都有13公頃嘅土地咧，我哋都係積極咁樣探討緊一啲臨時嘅用途嘅，包括有露天存放啦，甚至係體育中心啦，或者係做啲園藝設施啦。我哋都有申請收到申請啦，最近就係話希望可以臨時做一啲馬戲團表演嘅。咁剛才喺幅圖綠色嘅部分咧，提到有11幅咧，就係暫時空置咗個土地咧，咁牽涉嘅範圍咧就有62公頃嘅。咁當中有6幅咧，其實係早前幾年前曾經政府係做咗一啲清理油污工程嘅，當機場搬遷咗之後，咁嗰度牽涉嘅範圍有接近46公頃嘅。另外有2幅咧，就係、是、我哋而家經常性咧係會租俾公眾人士去使用嘅，包括佢哋會做一啲慈善嘅活動啦，或者綜藝表演啦，甚至係電影拍攝咧就係商業用途嘅。咁剩翻落嚟咧，就嗰啲土地咧就都有一定嘅我哋有困難啦，譬如話係牽涉到交通嘅運輸問題啊，或者係環保問題咧，咁我哋係有我哋嘅困難，就係去使用嘅。咁呢啲就係剛才我提到嗰6幅咧，係做完油污清理工作之後嘅情況啦。咁因為佢哋都會有時可能地面唔平啦，或者係佢哋有一啲沙石啊留低啊，咁以至到咧就係需要做一啲平整工程先可以使用嘅。呢一啲就係我哋租俾公眾去做一啲慈善活動嘅情況啦。嘉年華會。咁呢啲就係俾嗰啲商業嗰啲電影拍攝嘅。咁總括嚟講咧，就係剛才提到，其實而家咧大概接近70%嘅機場咧，就臨時個土地咧已經係撥咗臨時用途噶啦。咁另外有6% 咧，我哋會喺不久嘅將來咧，亦都會係使用嘅。咁我哋都會盡力咧，係睇下探討仲有冇其他可以使用，盡量去使用呢啲土地嘅方法嘅。多謝各位。
好啦，多謝地政署嘅同事。咁跟住係咪請最大嘅用戶，即係土木工程署，都講解一下。
咁啊，主席，我搞嗰個 PowerPoint。
好啊 ，Talis。
係。唔該曬，主席。各位早晨。冇錯，土木工程拓展署咧就喺臨時政府嘅喺啟德上面臨時政府嘅用地咧係最大嗰個用戶嚟嘅。咁我哋有6幅，總共有6幅嘅用地。就頭先Angela 就俾大家睇咗成個啟德上面嗰個土地嘅而家嘅運用臨時嘅用途啦。咁我哋方面咧見到就呢6幅嚟講咧，就主要有兩大。類嘅一類咧，就係俾翻我哋有兩個工程，一個就係喺啟德拆樓，即係拆嗰個舊機場大樓嘅工程，同埋另外一個就喺彩雲佐敦谷嗰、那個我哋嘅地盤平整工程，就係俾房屋發展嗰個係。咁大家見到咧，就喺啟德上面，我哋嘅臨時用途咧就兩方面，一個就係俾翻承建商佢哋嘅 work area， 我哋叫即係 是蓝色的部分之余见到是那个旧启德前客运大楼的地方的。咁至于深色的部分呢，就是攞嚟堆填咗我哋喺主要是在彩云佐敦谷那边开山的工程攞落嚟的泥和石。咁而家大家喺个即係高空影嘅相呢，就见到大约呢係个情形呢，就係喺跑道嘅尾呢，度有一个呢，呢一个部分都係我哋堆填咗一啲暂时喺度存放嘅。原因就係我哋喺个山上面开咗山攞落嚟嘅泥同埋石呢，其实係揾咗一啲嘅我叫 receptor site， 即係揾咗一啲其他嘅工程项目呢，佢哋接收我啲泥同埋石。咁但係因为个时间安排上面呢，唔係即刻可以去得到呢，所以我就有需要喺暂时喺启德上面呢，就摆放咗分咗唔同嘅地方，摆放咗啲我哋会即係会攞走。都我要再重申一次，呢啲全部都係臨時摆放，如果时间表我哋会喺2006年底之前将呢啲存放喺度嘅物料係攞走。咁呢一忽是其中一忽嚟嘅，咁你见到我哋其实係噴咗草嘅，主要原因我哋都考虑到即係减低个对环境嘅影响啦，譬如塵啦嗰样嘢，同埋个景观都好重要啦。咁就喺开边呢个呢，另外大家而家呢度见到呢，就有一部分呢啲就係呢隻石料嚟嘅。咁石料呢就去我哋嗰个叫 Penny's Bay Reclamation， 即係迪士尼嗰边嗰个工程。咁有少少嘅就係石澳嗰边。咁另外存放呢一啲呢，就而家暂时个安排呢就会去东沙洲嗰边。咁當然喺嗰個環保嘅減低環境嘅影響嗰方面，我哋做咗啲功夫嘅，或者我好快同各位委員講講。舉個例呢，我哋喺山上面攞落嚟嘅物料呢，就其實經過一個叫 conveyor belt， 即係用一個輸送帶嘅形式嘅。呢個係喺我哋開工程之前，就同附近嘅區議會觀塘、黃大仙同埋九龙城呢，就大家有个攞咗佢哋嘅同意，就係盡量減少啲車喺個馬路上面，啲泥車嘅馬路上出入。咁所以佢哋喺個工程合約裏面就要求個承建商就做一個好長嘅運輸帶。如果大家經過觀塘道，可能都見到呢個運輸帶。咁就直情落到舊啟德嗰度。而一落到舊啟德之後呢，佢哋就經過呢啲我哋 haul road 啦，即係呢啲嘅路呢，就再去擺咗喺跑道嗰邊。咁路本身呢，我哋都一路有噴水，因為都明白到好多車行嘅話呢，有陣時天氣比較乾，嗰個塵可能會大，咁我一路不停咁樣噴水。咁呢個就喺存放咗喺跑道上面嘅，呢啲係石料嚟嘅。咁我哋石上面我就噴唔到草，所以就只可以係噴水嘅啫。呢、這個我哋都考慮到，就當然就如果落雨嘅時候驚住，譬如啲泥嘅方面呢，就驚佢沖咗去個海嘅，咁我都有一條即係呢啲臨時嘅drainage， 我哋等嗰啲嘅即係泥水都可以有一個比較安穩嘅方法去收咗嗰啲泥水。另外一個睇到呢，就係呢個嗰個等船運載嗰啲點嚟，即係我哋嗰啲泥就會用喺個跑道度泥車，跟住倒落去啲等船就將佢運去嗰啲 receptor site 嗰度。如果係泥嘅堆咗喺度嘅泥呢，我哋就會盡量去噴咗草佢啦。噴咗草好處就係減低個泥上即係佢哋嗰啲引發嘅塵，咁同埋外觀都會好多。咁大家見到呢，呢個就係佢哋不停咁做，因為一路喺個山上面攞落嚟呢，佢如果擺低度盡量就會可以噴嘅，都會噴咗佢先。嗱，呢一個呢就係我最先講嗰時喺近跑道頭嗰邊，即係呢一個係擺咗喺度一段時間，亦都因為佢可以擺到，我哋可以全部都噴曬草。咁但係當然我哋最希望盡快做嘅就係將呢啲擺咗喺啟德嘅物料呢，係第一時間將佢搬走啦。咁呢個我哋都可以同大家保證，就係其實一路我哋做咗好多功夫，因為喺安排搬走嘅時候呢，亦都就返嗰對面即係另收我哋嗰啲物料嘅工程項目佢哋嘅時間表。咁多時呢就變咗喺個時間表上面嘅大家安排呢，就需要少少嘅功夫，所以我亦都係喺呢個緩衝嘅方面呢，我哋就要擺咗喺跑道上面。咁不過我哋而家時間表都係喺2006年底前呢，一定會將所有嘢搬走。咁同埋而家啟德上面嘅情況呢，我哋一路都好留意，同埋積極咁係揾緊呢啲嘅方法呢，盡快將佢搬走。或者我大致上嗰個簡報去到呢度先，如果大家有咩嘅 有些需要我們再給予多些解釋，我們可以跟著的時間我們可以看看委員有特別的問題，謝謝。
好，咁多謝阿黃松光先生嘅報告。咁請誒
黃松生，唔好意思，
黃松生 ，Talis。哦，咁想誒請問大家委員咧有冇誒問題或者係意見啊？咁包括即係政府部門嘅委員都可以提意見啊或者問題啊。啊，吳先生啊，
可唔可以睇翻最後誒嗰、那個燈面？係啦。主席，我又留意到一個問題咧，我哋依家不斷話喺嗰個，譬如話噴水啊，或者係養草嗰方面咧，即係減低個環境污染嘅情況啊，或者話亦嗰個環境對環境嘅影響啊。但咧就大家留意到咧，喺嗰個海岸線嗰度上邊嗰橛咧，係有相當多嘅油污啊。嗱呢個咧，有冇一個可能咧，就係話因為嗰啲躉船咧？是不斷出入呢是將那些譬如說沙泥啊石啊那麼在個運輸的過程裡面呢很多時呢這種情形就會發生的就是有些油污呢就污染了海岸。主要我就認為假如現在這個是事實的話呢就是我們呢會不會考慮就是將這些沙泥啊石啦、啊、就唔好再運嚟呢度呢係堆放。咁我哋呢就盡快將佢移走啦。咁亦都即係最好減少咗即係喺未來短期嘅未來呢嗰啲船隻即係泊埋岸而污染咗海岸嘅情況。唔該主席。
好多謝吳萬強先生。哦、我諗這個是建議啦，裏面都有個問題。Talis，
主席，係咪我而家回應先，定係聽曬先回應？
因為呢個問題好 specific 嘅，不如你答我先啦。
嗱，或者我呢、這個未必睇得清楚，不過我就唔好肯定呢度嘅油污佢哋係點樣即係形成。嗱，呢一個咧，或者我將嗰、那個簡報咧去翻早少少，可能睇得清楚啲。我哋或者睇一睇呢一個 F 五啊。頭先咧，我哋MK 提喺呢個位啊嘛，你咁嚇。但我哋其實我哋出嗰啲泥同埋石咧，我哋有個躉船轉運呢係其實喺呢兩個位度做嘅，其他呢位係冇，我哋冇噶。咁我唔清楚，頭先大家見到個油污會唔會可能其他嗰啲喺附近嘅船造成？我哋其實喺呢兩個位嗰度，就唔喺埋邊嗰個位。咁同埋我哋喺跑道擺放喺工程攞落嚟嘅泥同埋石料呢，其實先前都係同咗區議會大家即係同意嘅，原因係佢哋明白，因為其實呢個數量好大，我哋喺個開山嗰度攞成差唔多900万嘅物料落嚟，咁如果用車嚟再走呢，其實對於個交通即係喺附近道路嗰個負荷係好大，所以當時我哋一個折衷嘅方法呢，就承諾咗區議會，第一就係用海路嚟將呢類嘅物料運走，咁同埋我哋相信用海路去運走係對附近環境影響係最少嘅，即係喺交通方面啦，呢個第一樣。第二當然就工程本身咧，就如環保個要求咧，我哋係行緊嗰個14001，即係14001，即係 ISO 嗰、那個。咁所以個工程有好嚴謹嘅關於環境嘅舒緩措施，所以我相信，但當然我亦都會翻去睇翻我哋嘅工程，即係同翻顧問check 翻啦。有冇類似頭先話睇到會唔會有油污影響？應該就唔會有呢個問題。不過我會翻去再跟進翻呢一點。但主要嚟講，我哋嘅船，我哋運走嗰啲物料係靠呢一兩個，靠呢兩個點去運走，就唔喺埋邊嗰度。咁就喺同區議會大家嘅同意嘅即係安排底下咧，就係、是、無論喺個高度嗰啲，我哋都有一個指定，即係唔可以高過某個位，即係主要都係景觀各方面嗰個嘅考慮嚟嘅。或者唔知答唔答到 MP 嘅問題？
吳先生，
唔該主席，我再翻翻最後嘅燈面喎。
OK， 係呢個。
係啦，嗱，主席，如果咧根據黃生嗰、那個解釋咧，可能未必係因為嗰啲。 運送嗰啲建築物料嘅嚇，嗰啲船隻咧係遺留落嚟嗰啲油污。不過咧，大家睇到咧喺嗰個海岸嘅角落嗰度咧，事實上咧係有個碼頭咧係搭出去嘅。嗱、啊，咁反而咧，我依家咧就懷疑另外一個問題啦，會唔會有一啲私人嘅租用商咧，係基於佢嘅貨運嗱、啊，因為咧喺嗰個跑道即係舊址嗰度咧，其中一個嘅用途咧係擺放一啲貨嗰啲即係所謂咩存貨啊，係嘛？嗱、啊，大家留意咧，嗱呢度事實上係有兩艘等船嘅，伸出去嗰個係碼頭嚟嘅，有冇可能？即係我重複翻個問題，有冇可能係一啲私人嘅租用商係基於佢嘅貨運嘅過程影響咗嗰個環境嘅污染咧？咁啊，希望咧，即係或者有關部門咧，或者多啲了解啦。啊，如果係嘅話咧，咁啊，想個辦法，即係最好就阻止啊咁樣嚇。
我相信即係而家講緊嗰個海嘅油污嗰部分咧，就剛才阿 Talis 答咗就唔關佢哋嘅事啊。咁但係始終佢都係屬於啟德嘅海旁嘅一部分啊。咁或者我哋可以反映翻俾嗰部分應該係我哋反映翻俾佢地政處，
可能佢哋聽人事做咗。
啊，即係俾佢哋了解一下，即係可唔可以邊一個揾到個成因係邊度嚟嘅？咁然後咧就即係有適當嘅規管嘅措施啊。咁我諗呢個咁特別嘅 specific 嘅 point 就我哋記錄咗，然後希望可以再只有翻個答案答翻個委員會。好，咁跟住就我諗我係見到阿 Paul 先，然後就 Miss Nick Brook。
We can start making jokes about the ill use of the space, but I think this is a serious matter what we have in front of us. Because if we take this picture for the entire harbour front, which is what I think the government owes us following the HEC discussion we had, where both Greg Wong and ourselves asked for a strategy for harbour front land users, we've just been given just the inventory of current land users at Kai Tak.And we have a big problem here. I mean, this hydro seeding is a major use of chemicals which flood into, which basically seep into the water. We got a land use which is absolutely incompatible with the harbour planning principles in terms of public access and enjoyment of the site. It's the cheapest possible uses you can use of cheap available land. I mean, I compare it with my kids. When I come home and their clothes and stuff is all over the place, why they do that? Because they can.You know, this is, we just, because you own and have full control over that land, the government takes the liberty of taking this land and abuse the use of it, like my kids abuse their room and my living room by leaving their stuff around. They don't pick it up and store it in the right place because they can. Except for when I come home, and then I have to clean it up. And that's what we're here for.You'll have to clean up that site, and we need to see a strategy. Now, Chairman, I'm not sure how we're going to do that under the HEC, but I think we'll need a positively defined strategy for the temporary uses of our harbourfront land, because these lands are going to be available for a long, long period of time. And I asked with Greg Wong last time, Greg and I don't always agree, but on this one we fully agree, I think, that we need a positive usage of it.We're talking to me here about Penny Bay materials being stored in Kai Tak, double handling. I mean, if you apply the harbour planning principles, my question would be, what is the percentage of, we can see the photograph, the percentage of that entire area not used in line with harbour planning principles? So, even the golf course is a very exclusive use. It's hardly public use. It looks green, but there's very, very, very few people that have use of it. So...I don't know how the government intends to, if this is the response and the level of response we're going to get, then I think it falls far short from our question, which is, what is your strategy to use the land? And not, what is your current usage? I mean, this doesn't answer my question. We know that this is the usage. We've seen that. That's why we asked the question. what we're asking is, what are you going to do about it and when will it be done? And what are you going to do about the entire harbor to fix it up and give people access to it? Remove the fences, remove the sand heaps, provide temporary bicycle lanes, provide temporary walk paths, put grass there and that's it. Instead of using it because it's cheap and it's available for your use. That's a question is there for the government to answer.
Yes, thank you. Nick, is your comment related?
Very related.
Okay, please.
Chairman, I share Paul's concern, and I think this is a very serious problem. I appreciate that CEDD and Lands Department are under constant pressure for competing uses to find homes for all these various temporary and storage allocations, but I think we have to do much better. To me, this is the story of a major missed opportunity from the perspective of public access and enjoyment. I really think we've missed the opportunity, or lost the plot, if you like. And I think there is the need for a completely fresh look at how we treat this peninsula. We talk about holistic planning, we talk about looking at things from a master plan perspective, and I think what we have to do with Kai Tak is come up with a master plan for the short and the medium term in terms of public use and public access. Because as Paul says, temporary in reality is probably 10 to 15 years in the case of quite a lot of the land area. So it's not as if we're just looking at a 1 or a 2 year scenario. So I really think we need to step back and take a fresh look at the short and medium term uses at Kai Tak, particularly from the perspective of public access and enjoyment. I mean, that's our role, and that's what we should be pushing for, and pushing for very hard.
Yes, thank you, Nick. 或者其他委員，即係包括政府嘅成員咧，有冇類似或者係相關嘅一啲意見啊 ？On this point。
多謝主席。咁咧，我記得咧，即係我個細仔咧，佢九歲啦，而家咁佢成即係佢有即係佢有記憶以嚟咧，啟德都係一撇嘢咁樣噶啦。咁咧每次行過咧，尤其是最近咧，即係見到好多泥咧，佢成日質問我咧，即係點搞啊？咁所以前嗰排即係有forum咧，我都帶埋佢去，即係希望佢都俾啲即係佢俾佢嘅小朋友意見。咁我就覺得，因為啟德即係一個嗰個地點咧，係喺個海港嘅中心啊。咁即係有少少感覺咧，即係大家自己屋企咧都唔會擺啲，即係唔會用個客廳嚟做一個儲物嘅地方咯。即係我有少少咁嘅感覺，多數都會將啲咁肉酸嘅收埋去，唔好俾人睇到噶嘛。咁但係我哋咧就喺最顯眼、最靚嘅位置咧，就擺堆咗呢啲咁嘅嘢喺度咧，係真係好有外觀尖咯。即係從一個即係從城市嗰個規劃個角度，好似我哋呢個城市係完全冇呢個概念咁樣。咁我覺得即係真係好需要做一啲嘢去改善嗰度嗰個情況啦。咁同埋事實上，我哋做咗咁多輪諮詢，都知道即係周圍周邊區好缺乏一個休憩嘅地方。咁其實嗰啲市民係好需要嗰個空間。咁即係如果可以嘅話，可唔可以就係揾另外一啲地方去做？即係我哋儲物嘅地方，多數都好隱蔽嘅，唔會擺到咁出嘅。咁所以我諗，我哋應該即係要思考下，諗下點樣可以即係轉翻啲用途啱啲，咁等即係嗰個地方可以還翻俾即係香港嘅市民可以使用。
好，大家仲有冇其他小朋友意見係補充？咁就呢一點，或者我嘗試咁去綜合一下啦。咁首先我睇下我咁樣去即係 summarize 大家同唔同意啊？就係大家見到，但係剛才頭先個 presentation 咧，雖然個用途係好多元化嘅，即係都係幾 mix 嘅，但係個主流嘅用途咧，俾大家見到嘅咧就係即係佢都係基本上一個工場一個 works area 咁嘅，即係呢個係俾到大家嘅感覺，即係個主流嘅用途。咁而呢個對於我哋委員會嚟講咧，覺得係好唔理想嘅。我想一個咁樣嘅結論係大家同意啊。好，咁我哋首先就共識咗一個咁嘅睇法先啦。咁然後剛才大家都提咗唔同嘅角度去睇呢個問題，或者我試下用另一個方式去表達大家嘅意思啦。嗱，當個機場搬嘅時候咧，搬咗去赤鱲角啊，咁啟德就一夜之間 vacate 咗。咁將來啟德嘅規劃點咧？我哋而家都做緊啦。咁但係即係新嗰個啟德嘅發展咧，新嘅 development 咧， 少則五年啊，好樂觀啊。咁多則咧分鐘十五年。咁換句話講咧，就中間有一段嘅期間咧，就需要有啲臨時嘅用途嘅。原本對於香港嘅市民嚟講咧，就即係個機場以往去得，淨係去坐飛機。咁突然之間搬走咗咧，就係一個好好嘅良機去用嗰個地方。咁但係過去嗰幾年裏面就發覺咧，就即係原來個啟德嘅主流嘅用途咧，就變咗一個工場咁。咁所以對於即係個 community 嚟講咧，就可以講係一個失望嚟嘅。咁但係雖然係咁，我哋都聽到個 presentation 咧，就話即係 CDD 嘅同事講咗喺佢哋嗰個大工場啦，最遲喺06年尾就一定會收工噶啦。咁我唔知其實即係佢哋收工之後咧，會唔會跟翻以往規劃處有啲嘅規管咧，就話佢要 reinstate 翻即係最初嗰個樣啊？即係我唔知有冇呢個條件啊？咁但係咧就起碼咧，我哋知道喺06年尾嘅時候，至到啟德真正發展嘅時候，都仍然會有另外一段嘅空間咧，係即係啟德嗰個地方係有得去使用嘅。咁所以當我哋有啟德呢個地方，一個海濱嘅地方，去可以俾個公眾去使用嘅時候，我哋需唔需要有一個好啲嘅規劃？即使呢個係臨時嘅用途嘅規劃啊，咁。我諗如果喺即係從規劃嘅原則去講咧，就唔一定講 harbour planning principle 添啊，一般規劃嘅原則咧，即係喺一個可以公眾用途嘅隔離做一啲即係 works 嘅 area， 就本身即係我諗從規劃角度去睇都唔係幾好嘅我哋可以綜合咗一個咁樣嘅意見，亦都係一個嘅方向係我諗我哋未可以確定到咧就。即係目前雖然個地方係 DLO 嗰邊，即係地政署去睇啦。咁但係如果真係要規劃個臨時嘅用途，應該點樣去 approach？ 不過呢個亦都唔係今日我哋想討論嘅內容。不過我哋今日就可以大家總結咗，然後提出一個咁嘅意見，一個咁嘅方向啊。咁我如果大家委員會同意咧，我哋其實可以再將呢個議題係帶去 HEC 裏邊去俾其他嘅委員去討論一下。咁因為同樣嘅問題咧，啟德可能特別惡劣嘅啫，咁其他海濱嘅地方都有遇到同樣嘅問題。但大致上個 approach 大家係同意咯。咁吳萬強先生跟住阿 Paul， 然後阿 Andy。
阿主席，我都好，即係我十分之贊成阿主席頭先即係綜合嗰個意見。不過我有少少顧慮咧，就係我唔知道，因為頭先阿黃生都有提到咧，嗰三個區議會，但係嗰三個區議會有冇提到咧，係類似一啲嘅意見咧？即係佢哋有冇建議過咧，就話即係都係重整一下嗰個規劃，等嗰個地方咧係好睇啲啦咁樣。因為我唔知道有冇，咁我就 concern 個問題咧，就係話我哋委員會當然即係委員可以一致。但係都希望咧係吻合到咧係即係個三區區議會嘅一啲嘅即係認同啊。我係希望咁樣嘅嚇，唔該。
好，咁我諗個意見就係要同區議會更加去溝通啦。就唔知呢一點啊，黃生有冇得回應啊？
係主席，多謝阿 M K 嘅問題。我其實或者我都想講講咧，我喺應該係三月我去過黃大仙區議會嘅，咁就。他們當然都對這個在跑道上面我們堆放的物料有即是有些關注，那我們都解給他聽。第一就是我要再重申這個就是一個臨時安排，我想和 May 的看法一樣，我都不喜歡這些東西放在那裡，即是如果我們當跑道是個客廳，那這個真的好像放了東西在客廳那裡，即是如果你當搬屋沒辦法將東西放在一個廳裡先啦這樣，不過時間好像久一點咁或者我睇就嗱，我哋好 open mind， 即係我哋好開放，想知道如果大家有建議或有咩 alternative 嗱，因為我自己係我哋舊年七月咧，以前我土影處嘅，咁我哋七月就同土木工程處咧，大家就即係合併咗之後，我哋就呢個工程喺彩雲佐敦谷嗰個工程，我哋接咗就喺九龍拓展處度做。其實可以同大家講咧，過去呢九個月以嚟咧，我哋奔跑好多道去揾地方去收我哋啲物料。我自己好希望做到就係第一時間將擺喺跑道上面嘅拎走佢。不過我諗大家都明白個現實就係而家冇填海 在我們現在手上只有兩單工程是做填海，或者我都要看提填海。第一個就是剛才提的 Penny's Bay， 即是迪士尼那邊。第二個就是中環。那這兩個填海呢，他們有個時間表的。我們跟他們有關的部門大家談過，有沒有可能將我們在啟德的拿走，拿過去他們先。就因為工程的進度是沒辦法，他們沒有地方給你可以擺，那我們唯有就是現在臨時擺在這裡。不過我都再重申一點，就是我們會第一時間盡快搬走他。有沒有 alternative， 即是有沒有另外可行的方法呢？其實真的我們都想過很多，因為在個山上攞下來這些物料呢，如果我不擺在這裡，我們可以擺在哪裡呢？但我擺在地有很多其他方，即是一樣有環保 的影響，環境的影響，還有其他運走的時候在製造出來其他所有的相關的問題。我們跟黃大仙區會講的時候呢，他們都很體諒我們現在這個做法，就主席還特別講一句說話，他說其實你們有沒有考慮過將這泥呢堆落去那個啟德 Approach Channel， 即是那個，那我就解釋給他聽，我說現在不可以這樣的，因為填海的那個問題我們要很審慎地 去考慮。但是他們在，我在這裡可以再講呢，就區議會主席他說他們黃大仙區議會呢，他們覺得是他們，即是如果啟德 Approach Channel， 他說如果需要的話，他們覺得是他們同意可以填的。這個當然是他們自己黃大仙區議會的意見來的。那我想講一點，就是他們都體諒我們現在的情形的。這個我都是，即到尾我都要講回這句，這個臨時安排是我們認為不理想之中，我們發覺是可行的方法。不過如果大家有任何建議，我們很願意去考慮咯，即是怎樣可以令到跑道上面的問題減到最低。不過我們其實剛才我在個簡報裏面都提過一點呢，其實現在我們是都將一些的其中一些的泥呢是運去東沙洲那裡，有個 mud pit 放在那裡。其實這個都不是好的那個方法來的，不過即是我們是不想那裡的泥越堆越高，所以我們唯有是要這樣做。那就剛才我都承諾了，我們會現在個目標就是06年底將這些不好的東西在客廳拿走它，這個就是我們現在個目標來的。但在這個時候，如果大家有任何意見可以即是提供給我們，我們很樂意考慮。謝謝
多謝你的答覆。Paul
Chairman, I think that I'd like to thank Mr. Wong for his explanation, because this is exactly the explanation we get why we have such a mess around our harbour fronts, everywhere around our harbour. I think I'll urge you, just specifically because of the style of the response, which is exactly, of course, it's a cost-benefit issue. And we need, therefore, a strategy for what we do with the temporary land use around the entire harbour, and we need to get that done soon, because everybody has a need which they'd like to fulfill and have a solution for, which is cheap. And therefore, we have car parking, bus parking, storage space and everything around our harbourfront, because I have cheap land available, that's where I can put it, I don't have to move it anywhere else. So this is exactly the argument constantly used. I urge you that the HSC really has, and I think it should put the other way around, it's the government, the executive powers within the HSC, we should come forward to respond to the expression that they have heard today from our side, and forwarded a positive strategy of how to solve the issue. No excuses, no it's cheap, because that's what you're saying, it's cheap to put my stuff there. That's all you're saying, really. So we need a solution. I like to keep it because it's cheap, that's not an answer, because that's what we get from everybody for the current usage.
Okay, thank you. Andy?
主席，我有一個問題同埋一個 suggestion 啦。問題咧就我唔知睇下Craig 處或者地政處可唔可以答到我咧，就話根據你哋而家嗰個呢、這個 study program 啦，就有冇一個好粗略嘅 idea on 而家呢個 development program？ 因為其實我哋都要睇下就話講緊而家講緊五年啦、十年啦、十五年啦，幾多年？因為其實咧，我諗都唔可以一下子話做起一個。個規劃就即刻話全部係地係 allocate 曬，咁雖然我哋未有 plan 啦，但係咧就我諗都我哋要知道 time frame， 因為咧而家我哋都要睇下就話而家講緊係真係講五年一十年嘅嘢。咁另外咧就一個提議咧就話咧尤其是如果係喺我哋而家睇得呢個周邊呢個位置，即係唔係邊定 runway 啊，周邊嘅地方咧其實會唔會應該可以考慮一下就話？如果我哋短期內都有佢可能五年六年嘅情況係依地會係丟空嘅話咧，係可唔可以提議俾周邊嘅區議會咧去利用一下係當區自己 有啲乜嘢係需要短期或者係中期嘅土地利用呢，可以令佢哋可以有啲空間去諗下。因為我相信呢，區議會作為佢自己當區親身理解都感受到佢自己當區有啲咩即係需要利用土地嘅用途呢，其實我相信佢哋會有更加實際、更加係可以即係啱啱佢哋需要嘅用途等落去囉。就即係變得嚟講呢，其實呢就個 runway 我相信大家會係 concern 嗰個 visual 嗰樣嘢啦。但係呢如果喺周邊嘅地方呢，其實我相信喺同區議會方面呢，佢哋會有好歡迎一個 idea， 就話問佢哋囉，佢有咩需要用土地嘅地方，我甚至可以 allocate 咗俾佢哋去諗下。即係呢方面我即係我相信係有一個點係可以利用好呢啲土地，同埋我諗佢哋都會喺 visually 咧，佢哋都可以嚇，唔會忍受一啲建築物啊，或者一啲擺材料嘅地方咧，喺佢嗰個區嘅隔離啊。多謝主席。
好啊，梁先生提呢個係規劃嘅問題啊，咁不如我俾負責規劃嘅代表啊，鄧先生俾埋你個 comment 或者問題先啦，然後先請。
其實我個就好實際嘅問題就係、是、其實。那塊地的大業主就是 DLO、嗯啊、那如果 DLO 本身他對於臨時用途究竟有沒有一個策略是怎樣安排，那其實剛才黃先生其實是個 user 來的、啊、他都是、啊、2006年都搬走了、嗯、那之後究竟地政署怎樣安排這些臨時的用途去利用這些土地呢，他有些什麼實際 的想法或者有些什麼criteria 去 select 呢啲將來嗰啲 temporary user， 咁可能會比較實際啲嚇。咁嚟緊嗰五年啊、十年可以點樣做？咁或者可以點樣影響到呢啲土地臨時土地嘅用途嚇？咁、啊、我個即係意見就喺呢度。
嗯，好，嗱，多謝。啊，唔知地政總署有冇得回應？不過我先請規劃署回應一下啦。那個問題其實好簡單，好 specific 嘅。就個跑道。中間個大堆嘅地方啦，零六年尾就會做完噶啦。咁啟德嗰個發展咧係幾時開始呢？如果2007年就開始啦，咁就大家唔使諗啦，係咪？即係跟住過渡到去個發展咪得咯。但係如果未得嘅話咧，大概有幾多少空間俾我哋？
多謝主席。呢、這個咧就係、是、正正就係我哋而家做緊個啟德規劃檢討個問題啦。根據我哋而家嘅時間表咧，啟德個規劃檢討咧，我諗我哋最快咧都要去到出明年嘅年頭或者年中到，我哋先會完成到。咁跟住咧就會係土木工程署咧，佢就會同我哋做一個工程嘅可行性研究，然後我哋會係九個大概需要一年到，就會到大概係即係2007年嘅啦。咁跟住咧就會係嗰、那個法定圖則嗰個修訂。咁同時間咧亦都會進行一個詳細嘅工程設計。咁、那個法定圖則修訂會係大概就2008年到會完成嗰、那個法定嘅規劃程序啦。咁工程上嚟講要做埋嗰、那個呢、這個詳細嘅工程設計咧，咁大概嚟講咧，會去到即係2008、2009咧，咁先至會即係啲工程開展嘅。
但係正如剛才梁先生提咧，就算工程開始都唔會全盤咁去開始噶嘛，即係應該係分開 phases 嘅。所以係咪可以大家有個理解咧，就係、是、有起碼有部分嘅土地咧，分分鐘佢個臨時用途都可以有10年、8年嘅。
我諗係喺唔同嘅地方，某啲地方可能係會有啲咁嘅情況出現都唔定
嘅。嗯，好多謝。咁我就建議大家咧，即係可以喺呢、這個議程裏邊作一啲嘅總結啊。因為大家都已經掌握咗唔少嘅資料。咁我或者剛才我其實都已經提咗個建議咧，就係、是由我哋委員會去或者做一個嘅文件俾 HCC 嘅大會咧。提出啟德呢個臨時規劃嗰、那個嘅問題啊，咁亦都建議一啲嘅原則咧，係希望喺即係現在有啲臨時嘅土地咧，可以更加好地咁去運用啦。咁同埋另外一笪好大塊嘅即係而家土木工程處嗰塊地咧，喺零六年尾之後啊，除非啱啱就係嗰塊2007年就開始，或者2008、2009年開始第一。個 phase 咁去 develop 啦，否則咧就佢亦都可以有一個空間係做一啲好嘅臨時嘅用途嘅。地政總署嘅同事對於剛才鄧文雄先生嘅意見有冇咩回應啊？
主席和各位委员，或者我尝试去讲讲我们的立场啦。基本上面呢，就是说我听到有很多问题都是说想知道我们有没有特别的策略在这个临时土地上运用上面。基本上面呢，就地政处很简单，我们那个地政处的 vision 我们就是说地政其用政行其义，我们在就住每一幅土地他们可各种的环境因素啊，時間上面的限制，各方面的限制裡面，希望盡量好好地去利用它。大家見到現在這段時間裡面個土地用途不是很吸引，景觀上面不是很美麗，但我希望大家明白這是一個臨時的用途。機場這個土地雖然是很大，但是不是一個新發展區，我們是將舊有的設施等等是要移走了之後，然後經過各種的程序，做了一個詳細一個永久發展的規劃之後，才能夠進行到大家對於這塊土地長遠土地利用各種的規劃原則之下，可應該怎樣是最美好地去發展。咁而家係一個中間一個過渡嘅時期。機場遷移咗之後呢，其實有好多工程要做，包括埋機場本身大樓啊，各項設施嘅移走啦，其他嘅設施，就算地下嘅設施都要拎走，同埋亦都要做一啲嘅清除過往油污嘅工程等等。咁有啲地方呢啲嘅工程呢，就不可避免地一定會喺呢個啟德呢個塊土地上面進行。咁而另一方面，啱啱好我哋有呢一個彩虹同埋呢一個佐敦谷呢一個發展工程，咁需要移山。咁移山之後嗰啲泥土呢係需要處理。咁如果我哋唔係用一個地方將佢擺咗，將泥土擺咗喺呢度，然後呢就係喺其他嘅田外工程或者其他嘅工程需要嘅時候將佢移走嘅話，亦都會有其他嘅困難。咁所以我都好體會到呢，就係話土木工程署方面呢，當初選呢個地方做一個儲存泥沙呢一個物料嘅地方，即係其實有一定程度嘅地理上面嘅限制，佢揀到呢個地方。咁同埋個工程進度，我相信就因為某啲原因呢就慢咗，所以啲泥沙呢要擺耐咗。咁實際上面每一次呢，即係土力工程處理同我哋申請延長嗰個期間嘅時候呢，佢哋好辛苦，咁我哋先至好唔願意地去繼續過嗰個土地用途。咁其實我哋不斷嗰個工作呢，即係地政處我哋睇住呢塊土地呢，就亦都係有唔同時間又出現咗唔同嘅限制，同埋個時間性係一個好主要嘅用嘅原因，限制咗我哋點去使用嘅。咁各方面工程嗰個嘅進展嘅規劃嘅改變囉，比如話即係過往我哋規劃咗嘅土地運用方法啦，或者工程其實有部分呢本來可以係去年已經開展咗，咁可能有更加大嘅地方呢已經係做咗某啲工程嘅工地嚟㗎啦。咁而家我哋規劃擺後咗嘅話呢，亦都係我哋又面對咗另外一套嘅時間同埋各項附近各種工程嘅所引起嘅限制。咁好大程度上面，我哋係要視乎我哋有幾多時間去用幾多塊，即係邊一塊土地嚟先至可以決定隔離嘅土地可以點利用。而家嚟講咧，我哋只可以睇臨時土地用途咧，我係睇到大概係2007年年尾。剛才同規劃處都講過啦。我哋計劃當中呢，那個長期完即係長期嘅土地規劃喺嗰個時候，如果係完成咗嘅話呢，其實政府係要好快咁樣呢去研究其個工程方面嗰個進展，嚟去即係實踐呢一個咁樣嘅土地規劃。咁樣最基本上面 ,before 我哋可以賣任何塊地或者係發展，我哋一定要有土地呢一個道路啦，同埋呢一個排污系統嘅工程行先嘅。咁其實呢，如果嗰、那個long term planning 係早啲做起嘅話呢，啲工程亦都係相信會好快地需要進行現時先至可以真正利用到路兩邊嘅土地嘅。咁好大程度上面，我哋係要睇住去到每一個階段每一樣嘢發展到嗰個時間性係點樣，工程係好重要。如果講到大概2007-08，我哋心中呢，我即係而家計劃當中呢，好可能到時就會係沙中線工程開展嘅時間嚟㗎。 咁變咗咧，其實咧係去到嗰個時候咧，我哋接近太子道東嗰邊嘅土地啦，更加會大家會見到係更多地方咧係會攞咗嚟做工地，因為要興建嗰個沙中線啦咁。咁所以咧就咁嗰個工程用地亦都會影響我哋點樣可以比較好啲應到隔離嘅地方咧咁樣。咁我只可以講咧，就話我哋喺唔同嘅時間，希望就住各方面工程啦、土地利用，希望係可以嘗試好啲嘅利用，能夠利用嘅地方。咁而我希望強調嘅點就係話，呢個臨時嘅土地用途啦。咁就喺長遠個計劃能夠實踐之前咧，呢段時間咧，就我哋希望我盡我哋能力咧，最做得最好嘅。咁如果大家對於實際上面土地用途、臨時土地用途有啲咩意見，我哋歡迎去聽。區議會方面啊，甚至或者係其他一啲嘅非政府團體，其實我哋都發出過邀請，就話如果你哋有臨時土地用途嘅需要咧，你哋係可以向我哋提出嘅。咁樣。
好多謝鍾女士嘅解釋。我想提翻咧，就我哋委員會。我哋理解咁，但係我哋今日嘅目的咧就唔係想去即係討論翻過往個過程咧係點樣達至到今天嘅情況。我諗剛才我已經綜合咗大家嘅意見咧，就係、是、我哋對於現在嘅用處覺得好唔理想啊，即係其實從個 Harbourfront Enhancement Committee 共建維港委員會嘅角度咧，覺得係即係我哋認為係需要去改善嘅。咁我相信咧就如果我去理解地政總署喺最初個新個舊機場嘅用途嘅時候，佢哋冇一個考慮，就係所謂 Harbourfront Enhancement 啊，咁呢個都係一個即係我諗係中肯嘅結論啦。因為當時呢個委員會都未成立啊，咁但係由於我哋委員會現在有一個有一個義務咧，係對於個維港建設咧係俾意見啊。咁所以喺跟住將來，即係起碼2006年之後啊，嗰個works area 個用處結束之後咧，咁希望政府無論邊個部門啊，做個業主啊，咁喺再個規劃個用途嘅時候咧，係可以即係有起碼有我哋委員會提出嚟嘅意見去俾你哋考慮到。咁我建議咧就我哋將呢項嘅議題係交去個大會裏面去討論啊。咁個內容，大家嘅傾向咧，大家個原則各方面，我哋剛才亦都已經總結咗啦。咁如果大家冇其他嘅意見，我建議我哋進入第二項議程。OK。